Hopefully you heard that. The birds. You know, if you listen to my past podcasts, you know, I talk about the birds. And the reason I talk about the birds is because, you know, I'm just leaving my house here this morning, getting ready to hit the road. And, you know, you hear those birds chirping. And, you know, I know that part of the reason they're chirping in the morning is, I guess, it's mostly the males, from what I understand. And they are kind of marking their territory for the day. They're telling everyone, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to go. You want to come into my territory, you better be ready to deal with me. You know, attracting mates. I also read that, you know, birds during the night kind of go into, especially when it's cooler, sort of a mini hibernation mode. And when they wake up in the morning, they got to try to get the blood flowing, they chirp too. So, you know, they're starting their day, you know, and they know they know what they are and they know how to be it. You know, they're not worried about, you know, anything particular. And again, I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you for sure that they're not sitting in their trees worrying. I don't think they are. I think they're a part of this ever-changing flow of the universe, just like me, just like all of us. And, you know, I'm driving right now and I'm watching the sun come up. And, you know, I haven't done one of these in a little while. And this consciousness that we have, and you've heard me talk about, that's physical. And one day I think will be explainable. It's the one thing that I think it's the most harmful. It makes us think that we are something separate. I think it's what's created the religions of the earth and a lot of this stuff that is man-made. Because we look at it and because we have this and we have this ability to feel, let's say, and these things that, you know, we label, you know, the certain movements in our brain that we label things like sad or happy, or the way the processes work. I mean, it's hard to not think that this earth wasn't made just for us. Because we seem to be the only ones that are here to handle things, let's say. And again, I look at things, you know, we're constantly evolving, changing, adapting. I think that as we continue to evolve and do the things we do, we will understand that, hopefully, that we're just a part of this too. I'm not any separate or different. And, you know, when I get into things like, I don't believe in good or bad, I don't believe in, you know, things like that, what I'm trying to say is that I don't need a deity or a being or something up there to steer me from right and wrong. I'm going to get up every morning and act within the accordance of the universe, and the universe just does its thing. I used to say that, you know, many years ago when I was labeling the ever-changing flow of the universe, I was calling it God and thinking about God taking care of me and things like that. And again, I've gotten to a point now with my atheism that I am not a person that's going to sit there and bash religion, because I was a part of it for many years, but I don't think I understood what it was. It was just the ever-changing flow of the universe. Now, you might say, well, that's just a cop-out. I mean, that's just God, the ever-changing flow of the universe. No. You know, my example that I gave a few podcasts back that sounded kind of harsh, but if there was a boulder on a rock or on a mountain and there was a nest of baby squirrels and that boulder came loose and fell on the squirrels, you know, and killed them, we would, obviously, as with our human brains, we would label that as a bad thing. But would that be a bad thing to the universe? No. The universe doesn't know the difference between those baby squirrels and the boulder, because it's both. It's the molecules. It's just the different patterns of the atoms. You know, they're both the same thing. And I know that's hard to think about, because over the you know, the millions of years of human evolution, we've, you know, the things that we pass on to the next generation that we deem as important or we deem as, you know, what we're supposed to do. Like, I, you know, I was talking to my wife yesterday and I was saying, you know, I'm coaching my son's Little League baseball team right now, and, you know, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. And there's this thing in us that the older people are smarter. The older people pave the way or whatever. But I would argue that that's not the case. The younger people pave the way. They're the ones that one day are going to be on this planet doing what, you know, when I'm long gone or if I'm too old to do it, they're going to be the ones running the universe. And no matter how far you go back, you always find examples of the older generation talking bad about the younger generation. Ah, these kids, they just don't listen anymore. Ah, they just don't get it. I mean, it was that way when I was a kid. You know, my dad and mom, hey, you don't even know what hard work is. You don't even... And I say, that's a bunch of crap. You know, who am I? What do I know? I mean, I make mistakes all the time. You know, when I say to my kids, you know, you should act nice and you should do this, and how nice am I on a daily basis? I mean, I don't walk around insulting people or anything, but a lot of times in my brain, I'm pretty judgmental of people. You know, I mean, so sometimes kids are judgmental, but I think they're just more open with it because they haven't developed that cloak of insincerity yet, let's say. I don't know. They're just more open about it. And when I go back to what I am on a daily basis, you know, it's a pattern. You know, I'm a human being. I'm no different than the birds. I'm no different than the elephant, whatever. The ant, the smallest ants. You know, I've evolved into what I am over millions of years. I have this consciousness that to me is a hindrance because it tells me I'm separate, I'm different, I'm this, you know. I'm not. And when I get up in the morning and I hear those birds, I'm reminded that I'm just here. You know, this world, this universe wasn't created for me. You know, the religious like to throw out there that, and I get it. I mean, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense that why religion evolved, because we are a curious people, and these amazing things that, you know, we couldn't explain thousands of years ago, we had to come up with something because of the fact that we are such conscious beings that are wanting answers. So thousands of years ago, well, the answer is something, some deity, some god created this, you know, whether it was Zeus or God, you know, Jesus or, you know, whatever it is. I get why they did that. But as we are becoming more evolved and understanding about science and the reality of the universe, like, I'm not against religion. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that religion has probably done more harm than good, and there's a lot of examples of that, so I get that. But I'm not here to sit here and bash religion. I'm here to say that the universe is what it is. It's not going to change anything or do anything different because of what I think. None of that is going to matter. You know, I'm driving on the freeway right now, and I guess there was a like early morning crash kind of where I'm at. And, you know, a couple people are in jail. They were robbing someone. They tried to flee the scene. And, you know, we just act as if, you know, we're able to do anything we want. Okay, so long as we're willing to pay the consequences of our actions. You know, society is set up, you know. I know if I get up, I go to my job, you know, 8-9 hours of the day, do what I'm supposed to do. That's the way I get money to get food and clothing and shelter and some extra things that I think I need. But ultimately, I like to break down life to its simplest form, you know. And I know I'm kind of all over the map here this morning. I apologize, probably because I haven't been doing these regularly, so I have a lot of things on my mind. But I watched this documentary on Netflix the other day. It's called Losers, and I would recommend it. I've seen a couple of them. The first one was about a boxer, and from a very young age, his dad basically told him, "Hey, you're going to be a boxer, and you don't have a choice." And he didn't even want to box. You know, he made him box. And not that I do that with my kids, but lately I've just sort of stepped back, and I'm not pressuring them to practice or do anything. If they want to do it, they're going to do it. I mean, if you think about any great player of sports. And again, I don't know how into sports anybody is listening to this, but I'm just using it more as an example. But your greats, like your Michael Jordans and your Tiger Woods and these type of guys, they woke up thinking about it. Like, they wanted to practice. That's all they wanted to do, you know. And my kids like it. It's fun. It's fine. But they're not, you know, they don't get up every day, "Hey, let's go play. Hey, let's go play." So I'm not going to sit there and force them. You know, a friend of mine, his daughter's the same age as mine, and she's on a team that's all they do is practice, you know, and they're an amazing team. Like, they beat everyone. They beat older teams. They're really good. And this past weekend, you know, she hit 2 home runs, and, you know, right away I'm like comparing, you know, because that's how my brain goes. And, you know, my daughter's not hitting home runs and this and that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, that's great for them. I mean, that's cool. But how much work has she put in to get to that point? And is she enjoying it fully? You know, how often can she sustain that? You know, when she's 17, is she going to still want to be practicing 30 hours a week and doing all this stuff? Or is she just doing it because she thinks that's what she's supposed to do? And I think that we all need to find our niche. You know, I happen to believe that the job that I do right now is probably not my calling, let's say. And when I say calling, I don't mean like God wants me to do something. It's just what my brain is not necessarily interested in. You know, my brain is more interested in like what I'm doing right now, talking and communicating and philosophical thought. And I like entertainment. You know, I always thought maybe I could have been an actor or something like that. But I'm too lazy to pursue any of that. So I'm not going to, you know, I was thinking about the other day, I had been thinking lately about maybe I should start my own business, you know, in the industry that I do now. And I was thinking to myself, well, I don't even like this industry that much right now. So why would I start a business in it? That doesn't make any sense. The other thing is, if I had some type of entrepreneurial type bone in me, I'd already be doing it. You know, I'm 42 years old. I mean, it isn't just all of a sudden you just start being an entrepreneur. I mean, if you look at any great business owner, they've had some type of a history in that, you know. But who knows? Time will tell. Where am I at here time-wise? I'm at 13 minutes, so I'm going to try to wrap this up here in the next couple minutes. I'm kind of all over the map this morning. I apologize. But I woke up this morning, and when I walked out in my driveway, I heard those birds. And I just, you know, I got inspired for a second. And I am of the firm belief that the universe just is. It just is. So-called good things are going to happen. So-called bad things are going to happen. And the universe doesn't know the difference between the two. It just is. So I think that surrender and acceptance are major parts for us as human beings. You know, control what you can control. I mean, obviously, you got to go out, you know, take care of your family if you have a family and help, you know. I'm not saying that, but understand that everything that comes your way, there's no string puller, you know, it just is. And life is about adaptation. It's about movement. It's about understanding that, you know, you're going to have some so-called good things happen and some so-called bad things happen. You're going to have varying degrees of emotions. You're going to be really happy one day and you're going to be really sad one day. My goal right now is to try to get up to a place in the middle, you know. Monday I was really blah, just, oh my God, blah, like, what's the point, why do I work like this, you know, nobody cares anyway. And then yesterday I was driving and I had kind of a moment of just peace and I felt good, and I just said to myself, like, that's what it is, right? I'm gonna have these varying degrees. Now, I might have varying degrees more than some other people, because maybe that's just how my brain is. Again, it's genetic, you know, my brain, the traits I have in my brain are genetic, and they're just like my eye color, my height, my, you know, my prone to maybe gaining weight or not gaining weight or whatever. It's the same. You know, both my parents were high strung, anxiety, depressive type people. So it makes sense that I am too. And it's just, I got to be willing to accept that and manage it within my life. and I'm probably going to feel this way till I die. And I accept that. And, you know, the birds get up and they chirp and they accept the fact that they're birds and they do what they do for the day and get it done. And that's what I want to be. I want to be like the birds. That's my ultimate goal. You know, I don't want to do things to be good. I don't want to do things. I just want to get up and just do things and just operate like a human being. You know, the universe, you know, myself as a human being, where I'm at right now, I have everything necessary for my complete fulfillment. That's how I was born. You know, I have the ability to think and read and act and move in accordance with the universe. So I'm going to be fine. And not even, I'm going to be fine that everything is going to go so-called good or so-called bad. I just am. I'm still going to patent that. I'm not patenting it probably, but I'm still going to come up with that be like the birds theme. I just think that's a good be like the birds. I like it. Have a good day.